Wednesday night in the day, tour up shit like that.
Good evening. Today's show will be about... Today's show will be about the halachos of Zimun, Birkas HaZimun. It's an interesting topic because we do it every time we bench with a few people around us. We say the halachos of Zimun, and there's many halachos to it. Now, there's many simonim in Shulchan Aruch about Zimun. Hope to be covering tonight. We'll start off with the actual nusach of Zimun, what we say and different situations of what we say and why we say it. Actually, it was the most interesting part for me is a nusach that we always say, since we're mitzvah, we just say, Rabbi Sam, and Bench Nishan Hashem, Baruch Shechan Hashloi, what it means and why we say each part. And then we'll go to halachos of what's called, what sort of get-together do you need to do Zimun? What sort of get-together is Mechayv Zimun? And then, if you in a situation where you need to do Zimun, can you just bench and go away? Yeah, so that often happens by chasanas, share brachas and simchas and events where it goes on for longer than you wish to attend and you want to leave. But really, you have a chi of Zimun. Hopefully we'll get to that as well. And then maybe also, what sort of suda? Let's say somebody's mazonas or vegetables, a bit of fruit, if he's also mechayv Zimun or not. Okay, we'll start with the first thing, which is the nusach of Zimun, and we'll see how much we can cover in today's shiur. Starting off with the nusach of Zimun. So the Gemara says in Brachas that shlesha sha'achlu chayav nezamein. Three people who eat together need to do Zimun. Zimun means hinani mukhan mazumun. Yeah, it means ready or preparing for benching. So we'll learn now from a pasuk. Ki shem Hashem ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, hovu goyde lelekeinu. Bring cover to Hashem. So we're going to bench now. So beforehand, bring cover to Hashem. So the Moz Madaik, the pasuk, ki shem Hashem ekra, when I call out to Hashem, havu, you, in plural, you is minimum two people, bring cover to Hashem. So it's two people plus me. So it's three people. So Zimun will only be with three people. Moz is another pasuk, gadlu l'Hashem iti, Gadlu, you two people should be Megadl, Hashem iti, together with me. So it's three people. That's why two people don't do Zimun, one person doesn't do Zimun. If you have three people on the bench together, then you have the Gadlu, Hashem iti, together with me. So one person says Zimun. It's considered a brocha. Zimun is considered a brocha. It's called Birkas HaZimun. It's considered a brocha. Chazal, some say it's the Raisa, don't have my pasuk, some say it's the Rabbonon. Whatever it is, the Raisa or the Rabbonon, it's a bracha we make before benching. Before benching the four brachas, three of them the Raisa, one of them the Rabbonon, we make another bracha, which is Navarech Shachalnu Mishaloi. Since two people don't, see, so really it's a bracha which should be with Shem Hashem, Navarech Lashem Alekeinu Shachalnu Mishaloi, like a proper bracha. But because two people and one person don't say it, only when three people, so it's not always going to be said. So Chazal Ma Masakin Zimun without Hashem Hashem. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. Chazal Ma Masakin without Hashem Hashem. Really, it's a brocha, which... Now, what do we... So, the main part of Zimun is, one person says to two people, Gadlu L'Hashem Iti, yeah? Make the Hashem's name great together with me. So, he says, Nevorech Shachal Nemishalei. Let us bench Shachal Nemishalei. To Kadosh Baruch Hu, who we ate from him. So, he's not saying the Tevachinu. He's inviting them to... So, they answer, Baruch Shachal Nemishalei Tevachinu. They're actually doing the Zimun now. They're preparing for benching. Baruch Shechalim Shlev Tevachinu. And he answers, also, Baruch Shechalim Shlev Tevachinu. So first he invites them to do Zimun. Nevorech Shechalim Shalai. We're talking about three people, not ten. We'll get to ten in a minute. Three people, Nevorech Shechalim Shalai. Let's bench to the one who ate from him. And they say to him, yes, Baruch Shechalim Shalai. Uvetevachinu means, not only did we eat this meal from Rabbeinu Shalom, Uvetevachinu, our whole life, is all his tevas. So they add on. Not only is this meal from Hashem, uvetuvoi chayinu, we live off his tovus. Everything we live off, everything we have, is uvetuvoi. Okay, this is the actual Zimun. Now we have another shtickle before Zimun. Rabbi Yisrael Ben Benchen, Hishem Hashem Baruch Matav Adolam. What is that? So that is, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says, every davar shebekedusha, everything which has got kedusha, needs preparation beforehand. Yeah, and preparation is not only preparing the mitzvah, it's saying with your mouth, I want to do the mitzvah now. Everything, b'chassidim we know, hinni mechum zon is l'shem yichad. Oh, what's going to say? B'chassidim weistman, as the achonah from the mitzvah, is aggressive in the mitzvah. Yeah? Achonah is aggressive in the mitzvah. Oh, but the Zohar Kodesh says, it doesn't say it's Kesev in the mitzvah, this is the later Achronim say this, but he says that every Dovah Shabbat Kedusha needs an Achrona, Hazmona. Let's do the mitzvah. And then, with the dipper of your mouth, by saying, let's do the mitzvah, then it puts Kedusha into the mitzvah, it's got another level of Kedusha. So that's why we say, Rabbi Yisrael, Mivel mention. We say, beforehand, before we do the mitzvah of Zimun, we're going to mention. Now, every single mitzvah, we do Rabbi Yisrael, Mivel mention. When we do it, every single mitzvah, the Aruch HaShulchan says, we say the bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, L'Kein HaMelchem, Ashek, L'Shon HaMetzoyis HaVetzivonu. That is the Rabbi Yisrael Mevel Benshin. Yeah? Rabbi Yisrael Mevel Shrochman Lulav. Rabbi Yisrael, we're saying a dibble, which is a preparation for the mitzvah, and it puts more Kedusha into the mitzvah. Since this bracha is itself, since Zimon is itself a bracha, so how are you going to make a hachona for a bracha? By saying Rabbi Yisrael Mevel Benshin. Doesn't matter which language you say it. Used to be in Yiddish, Mishnah Berurah brings Rabbi Yisrael Nevorech. I guess it could be in any language which means let us get ready for this mitzvah, and that is the hachana for the mitzvah, and then you do the mitzvah itself, which is Nevorech Shachal Nevishaloy, and then we answer back Boch Shacham Shalot Tevachinu. Every single mitzvah, the Shemichel Kudosh Berichu is like a hinani mochon mazamon. It's bekannt that the Noda Yehuda held that one shouldn't say l'shem yichud, because Nedib Yehuda Taka says that the bracha is the hachana. You don't need to do an hachana beforehand. Of course, many kehilas and chalakim and chalas do say l'shem yichud. An interesting thing in bells, and when it comes to Sfiras Ha'omer, they say l'shem yichud before Sfiras Ha'omer. Somewhere in the middle of the Sfiras Ha'omer is the yahrzeit of Nedib Yehuda. On the Nedib Yehuda's yahrzeit, then they don't say l'shem yichud in bells as a covert for the Nedib Yehuda, he held, he was very sharp about it. He shouldn't say the Shem Yichud before mitzvah. So on his own, he doesn't say the Shem Yichud. All other mitzvahs, yes. Even if you don't say the Shem Yichud before mitzvah.
And don't say
Tachnun. On the Nedib Yehuda's yahrzeit, don't say Tachnun. Is it Nedis? But every time you do mitzvah, the bracha on the mitzvah is the achana for the mitzvah. By Berkas HaZimun, Nevorech Shechal Nemishaloy, Borech Shechal Nemishaloy, the achana for the mitzvah is going to be Rabbi Yisrael Benshin. I say, also, Yishem Hashem Avarach. It's sort of a nusach of it. Yishem Hashem Avarach. And then it comes to actual Zeman. Now, when it comes to a minyan, when you have a minyan of people, then we do say Hashem's name. Because it says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, B'makeilois Baruch Hu Elikim. Kapitel Samaches. B'makeilois, with the crowd, Baruch Hu Elikim. Then you can mention Hashem's name. So we say, Nevorech Elikeinu Shechal Nemishaloi. And the Tzibah answer, Baruch Elikeinu Shechal Nemishaloi. We add in Hashem's name. Some have the minyan to stand when we say the name of Hashem. Some are a minute to stand when we say the whole Zimun, some just the name Elikeinu. It's not a Me'ikadin, it's just a cover for the Rebbeinu Shleilim, but it's not Me'ikadin. Ikadin is to say Baruch Elikeinu. Now, the interesting thing is, whenever we say Shvachim to Rebbeinu Shleilim, I'm going to again go a bit more detail on the Nusach of the Berkas HaZimun, we say, you give praise to Hashem, Shiru Lashem, Hoidu Lashem, Kiru Vishmoy, always Lashem. And here we say Nevorech Elikeinu, don't say Nevorech Leilikeinu. We don't say, give bracha to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Tafka say, Nevorech Elokeinu Shechal Nemishaloi. Interesting nusach. It's not Shiru Lashem, Hoidu Lashem. It's Nevorech Elokeinu. And the reason is, again, I'm going to go into a bit of drush, but it's got to do with Inyan of Berkas HaZimun. When we say to Rebbeinu Shleilam, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Sforum explains, Nefshachayim explains, and other Sforum explain, we're not benching Rebbeinu Shleilam. Rebbeinu Shleilam doesn't need our bracha. So Rebbeinu Shleilam, he's got everything. When we say we're giving bracha to Hashem, our bracha to Hashem is, we say, Hashem, our bracha to Hashem is, the best bracha you can give to Rebbeinu Shleilam is, if we ask Hashem to be mashpia to his children, bracha, rachman, v'chasodim, that is the bracha that we give to Hashem. When Rebbeinu Shleilam says, someone, give me a bracha, it means, bench me, that I should be able to bench Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel Kain Gadol, when he went into the Lefnai v'Lefnim, and Rebbeinu Shleilam said to him, Yishmol b'ni b'archeini, What did Yishmol b'ni say to Rebbeinu Shleilam? Yirotza mulfanecha, famous words, Sheikh b'shur achmecha es kascha, v'yigoylu rachmecha al midasecha, v'sekonez lefnim shur azdenecha, all these, he's saying to Rebbeinu Shleilam, may you be able to give Klal Yisrael, may you be able to mashpia on Klal Yisrael chasodim, yeah? So a bracha to Rebbeinu Shleilam is saying to Rebbeinu Shleilam, may you be able to give Klal Yisrael bracha. Okay, so we can't say nevorech leilukeinu, a bench to Hashem. You're not giving anything to Hashem. You're asking Hashem to give you. So nevorech elekeinu. I want to give bracha to Hashem, which means that Rebbeinu Shleilam will be able to give mashpia and klal Yisrael. Quite, it's a chelik between giving bracha to Hashem and giving shira v'zimra hoidoa. Hoidoa, you praise, you give praise to Hashem. You give shira to Hashem.
Is
Yeah.
So why do I have to have a bracha before the bracha?
Oh, Hazanas Olam is the Hazanas Olam is a mitzvah of Brik Samos and Chazat Averachta. And we learn from Hashem Gadol Hashem Iti, and then Roi Moshmo Yachtov. So Gadol Hashem Iti means let's say a Brik Samos beforehand, and then Roi Moshmo Yachtov. So and this mitzvah also has Achonah Rabbi Samuel Benchen. It's like Achonah to Achonah. Yeah. So we got the nusach clear. We got the ikke of Zimun is Nevorich Shachalnu Mishaloi. And the answer back, Boruch Shachalnu Mishaloi Tzvachinu. When you got a minion, we say Nevorich Elekeinu Shachalnu Mishaloi, and that's what they answer back. Nevorich Elekeinu Shachalnu Mishaloi Tzvachinu. Now we'll talk about which sort of sudd, which sort of get together needs Zimun. You only need to do a Birkas of Zimun if it's a proper kvias together. If people are sitting down as a kvias together to eat, if few people happen to meet, when it comes to benching, you can't do Zimun. Has to be a kvias digasuda, not agav digasuda, and has to be a kvias together. For example, they have to sit on the same table. If in this room, let's say, one person would be eating dinner here, another at a different table, and then it comes to benching, okay, let's do Zimun. No, there's no kvias together. It's got to be a kvias together on the same table. Same table is considered, you know, getting around the table to eat together. What about a simcha, chasana, any type of simcha, when the olam is too big, the crowds are too big, they sit around one table, and you have different tables, different parts of the family, or different pasha the big tzibo, then the poskim say, they're not separated on different tables because we're separate. It's just a technical issue. Knan Hor, big tzibo, you can't put big tzibo on one big table, so they're sitting on different tables. But why are they all coming together? They're coming together for the same simcha, for the same reason. So it is called a kvias. People on different tables come to each other, but when wouldn't it be considered a kvias? In a restaurant or in a hotel, or sometimes Shabbatons, they have different tables, each family on a different table. When it comes to benching, every table is a separate kvias, and you can't put a few people together. So if this is the case, then you're right. If it's similar to a chasana, where it's all the same, everyone's running the same program, it's just not shy for everyone on the same table, but sometimes you definitely do want, you got the option of sitting together or sitting separate. So it's like, no, I want to sit separate, or these whole things, then it's I'm not kaveh my suda together with that person. I want to have a separate meal, and then for benching, you can't make a zimun together.
And his meal, people come in and out, it's done. If you say, hey, tonight, everyone should be here, we're all eating together.
I'll tell you, when it comes in yeshiva dining room, when the bachurim have one big supper time or lunch time, and everyone comes to the dining room and all sitting on separate tables, There's a big debate between the poskim whether it's called. I spoke to a grandson yesterday, the grandson of Reb Shammai Tzan from Sunderland Yeshiva. He's got Entlich Tzans. He told me that his grandfather Reb Shammai said the bachurim yeshiva shouldn't make zimun. It's not considered a kvias. They're all sitting kaveh together to eat a meal together. We're all coming down to the dining room, everyone's sitting on their table. So if you're on your table, you got three, you can make a zimun, can't put together different tables. However, chasana, the poskim do say it's considered one. So I think together, if everyone's taking part in one meal, just they're sitting on separate tables, then they're all kaveh together. But if everyone's having their own meal, happens to be in the same room, then it's not considered a kvias. So that's one detail of a kvias together. Got to be sitting on the same table. Another detail is, you got to be eating together. Which means, so the best way to eat together, you start together, you start the meal together, everyone washes together. If you wash together, you consider the kvias.
Different places.
So, very good. No, if I can't eat from you and you can't eat from me, even if it's on the same table, it's not considered the kvias. The pasuk even say on Pesach, when we don't mish, and I bring my matzahs and you bring your matzahs, and I wouldn't eat from your matzahs, you wouldn't eat from me. Or different hechsherim. Each machbed than our own hechsher. Oh, these all things, it's not considered a kvias. We're not kaveh together in the same suda. I'm having my meal, you're having your meal. You can't do a... What was your example again?
Milch and fleshik.
So you can't. Milch and fleshik, you can't. In muda hanoah, I can't have hanoah from you, you can't have hanoah from me. You're not being kaveh together. You've got to be together. Now, you've got to start the meal together. If you haven't started the meal together, if somebody came to a table, it happens often in families, have them have malka, and then the bochum come, and they also have them have malka, and then you end up eating together, and benching time is together. Finishing a suda together is also considered a kvias together. If the beginning was separate, and the end was separate, you just have, in the middle you were eating together, it's not enough of a kvias to be considered a kvias, and there's no chi of zimun. Can't do a rabbi's mention. But, adds the Mishnah Berurah, if Let's say an example. You wash down, you wash yourself, you eat your meal, and then your son comes, and he also eats a bit, and you finish, and he continues eating, and now you want a bench. So you didn't start together, you didn't finish together.
In the middle,
you ate 5 minutes together. You did eat kizayis together, but you didn't start, you didn't finish together. It's not called a kriyas. But if I would say to you now, if I would bring in, you didn't finish together. You overlapped a bit of time. But now you want a bench together. So if I would have brought out now something else to eat, would you eat? Are you mamish full, or you could eat something else now? If you say no, I can eat something else now. I would have been able to eat together with other people around me. Then, if you overlap and you eat together, it's considered enough of a kriyas that you can bench together. So again, so zimun is two things. It's a mitzvah to do zimun, gadol Hashem iti, and it's also a chiyuv. So if you're in a situation where you got a chiyuv to do zimun, you got to do zimun. You cannot leave the suda without doing zimun. So if you started together, and then you finished eating, and you want to go, want to move on, and other two people are lingering around, you want to go, so you got to wait for them. You got to wait for them to get the benching. Now the way out is, you say to them, stop eating for a minute, let me do Rabbi Samuel mention, let's do zimun now, you stop eating until I get to Azanas HaKol, and then let me finish our bench, and then you continue the suda.
Yeah, so
zimun, but 10 or 3? This is the next point. Let's just talk about 3, and you want to go home, you say to the other two people, let me do zimun, stop a second, if they're maskim, they don't have to be maskim, one person can't force two people can force one to stop. Oh. One person can't force two, but obviously, we're talking about 30-second break. I was having a mention. No, you do zimun. They're not allowed to eat until Azanas HaKol, till the end of the first brocha. Then they can continue eating, and they can finish their meal. And when they get to benching, they've already had zimun. Right. They can't do zimun again. They can't join with a third person, or with another group of people. They were yaitzah the chiv of zimun. They already had zimun. The benching, even though it was, could be 10 minutes, or quarter, half an hour away from benching, they had zimun. Now it's not good. Now you're sitting by a chasana, and you're not going to wait till 11:30 to benching. And you started eating with everybody, and you want to go. So you want to make a zimun with three people. Is that mutter? You be mevatel lekeinu, and you're getting away with a zimun without lekeinu. Are you allowed to do that or not?
I'm allowed to answer the next zimun lekeinu then.
So you want to go? No, you're allowed to answer. You're always allowed to answer. If you took part in the meal, you're allowed to answer.
And he went. They left the two. Now those are two, and they answer the king.
Yeah, they can answer the king. So they haven't got a chi of zimun. They can't part of the zimun.
Now
yeah.
He can anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But are you allowed to bechalal do that? So the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to do it if you've got a mitzvah to go to. Or a mitzvah, tzorich mitzvah, or what's it say, tzorich gadol. Yeah, so most times the reason why I want to go is not because of a major mitzvah or major tzorich. You haven't got time forever to hang around, and you want to go. So you've entered into a chiyuv zimun, and yeah, we haven't really gone exit. So for this, we've got a few eitzos. Yeah, it seems like we'll be finishing with this. We've got a few eitzos. One eitzah is, get yourself into a situation where you're not starting the meal and you're not finishing the meal together with them. Which means wash 5 minutes after everybody. And then, when you want to leave, you finish it before everyone else. That's not considered a kviyas. Why people are coming in for over half an hour? Oh, this is the next eitzah. But for the first eitzah, you're saying that it's not possible to wash after everyone else. If you're washing within a span of an hour, you're washing with everyone else. So the small tzumcha share brachos of bris b'nameh is shayach. Like chasna, it's takum more difficult. So the Moshe Feinstein gives an eitzah. The person should say to himself before washing, I'm washing, but I'm not being kaveh with everybody else. I'm not having a kriya with everyone. I'm having my own meal in this chasana.
Yeah,
but that doesn't help, because you're washing, if you're having a meal with other people with kriyas, you're entering a chiyuv zimun. So the eitzah Moshe Feinstein gives is to have in mind not to be kriyas with everybody else. I'm having my own meal. So
I don't want to have kriyas. I'm sitting there physically sitting with Jeff.
Yes. Is it
better at home?
What?
Let's say I come to chasana, I have a plan to bench at home.
But,
there,
you had a siddur with a chiyuv zimun. You got a chiyuv zimun.
Do I let him bench first? Do I let this person that my father had a meal with? Do I let him bench first?
Yeah.
Or should my father do it?
So he'll decide. He'll decide whether he wants to have it. You should let him have first.
I should let him go.
Yeah. So by chassan, you got two answers. Either you're not washing everybody finishing their body. Either you have a tzarech gadol, a mitzvah. If a person wants to go to bed because he wants to get up early the next morning, if he hangs around, he won't be able to get up on time for shachas and learning. That's called a mitzvah. That's called a mitzvah. If he's got to help somebody, and somebody is waiting for him, and it's a, no, I would consider that a mitzvah as well. But if it's just, you can't be bothered waiting around, so but you enter the chiyuv zeman, and you can't enter the chiyuv, so either you wash, you start and finish, not to go to everybody, or you have a mind, it's already a doichik. It's a kvetch, but I'm much fine as it works. You have a mind not to have a kvetch with everybody. This is the etzef hachasana. And okay, so we've covered the nusach of the bracha, the what's considered a kvias, and if you're in a kvias, how you get out of it without chiyuv zeman.
Yeah. Can you make a
zimun
with three, even though there's 10 people around the table?
The tzarech mitzvah.
You make a zimun. The shahar is to have to make with the 10, or can I make with three, even though there's 10 people around the table?
So if there's in the middle of a chasna, you can definitely make with 10, as long as you leave behind another 10. Which means if there's 20 people, you can take 10, do zimun, and then go.
You have to take 10, or can just be able to three people with?
If it's a tzarech mitzvah, then you can, because you may be mevatel a zimun of elikeinu. So it goes into the same category of tzarech mitzvah. Okay, sure.
Whoever he does with, they all answer
together.